The good news is that there seems to be increasing interest in mental health issues at all levels of government. Yesterday, the Michigan Health and Wellness Commission released a new report on improving mental health services in the state. This is a special bipartisan commission, including four legislators, chaired by Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly. The study, Improving Quality of Life by Supporting Independence and Self-Determination, is available online. It is short, straightforward, easy to understand. It calls for legislative action and calls on all of us to reassess the way we view as well as treat those with mental illness and developmental disabilities. Unfortunately, it also calls on the legislature to make decisions, change laws, and spend money to change and fix things. Sadly, these are all things our elected leaders seem dangerously unable to do. 10 years ago, our last lieutenant governor chaired another commission, one on higher education. It, too, made all sorts of sensible and urgently needed recommendations. Virtually all of them, as far as I can tell, were ignored by everyone, including the administration which commissioned the report. So, pardon me if I'm not overly enthusiastic or optimistic about this new report on mental health. Don't get me wrong, I think all involved, State Director of Community Health James Haveman, State Representatives Phil Kavanaugh and Matt Lorre, State Senators Bruce Caswell and Rebecca Warren, did an admirable job of putting aside partisanship and working through their differences. It's just that I have an increasing and scary sense that government at all levels is fatally broken, that it not only doesn't work, that maybe it can't work anymore. Here's just one example. Yesterday, a nonprofit transportation group called TRIP released another study that indicated our terrible roads are costing Michiganders $7.7 billion every year. That's the cost of damage to our vehicles, unnecessary crashes and accidents, and the lost time and wasted fuel because of all this. This works out to a mind-blowing cost per driver of $1,600 a year for those in the Detroit area and a little over $1,000 a year for drivers most anywhere else in Michigan. Kirk Steidel, the state transportation director, didn't take issue with those numbers. He merely noted they get worse every year. In a rational society, our leaders would be calling for a bipartisan, Marshall-type plan to fix our roads. But instead, nothing will happen. Last year, to his credit, Governor Rick Snyder called for $1.2 billion in new money every year to fix the roads and offered a sensible way to get the revenue, primarily through the gas tax. But his fellow Republicans treated this with contempt, and so nothing happened. This year, all indications are he isn't even going to try. Incredibly, our lawmakers seem to think not fixing the roads is good election year politics. This year, every elected official in state government has to face the voters again. Before we vote, I think we should ask ourselves Ronald Reagan's famous question, are we better off now than we were 4 years ago? Are our elected servants looking after our interests and our futures? If you're still listening, I think you know the answer.